This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, keeping ahead of pests in our fields is a never-ending job, and having new tools to fight against some of the toughest pests requires constant innovation. This is especially true when you're fighting against the billion-dollar pest, corn rootworm. Well, there'll be some new traits that'll be coming out in 2026 that's going to offer first-in-the-industry triple-stack traits against the rootworm. We'll learn more right after this.
Every detail matters when building a winning game plan. That's why the Cyclones and Hawkeyes rely on Better, Cleaner Now biodiesel to power their team buses on game day, delivering success on the field, in the field, and in the environment. Make biodiesel part of your winning game plan by visiting iasoybeans.com. Biodiesel. Grow it. Request it. Use it. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and the Soybean Checkoff.
NK Seeds has announced a new trait line that is awaiting final EPA approval and will be ready for the 2026 growing season. It will be triple loaded with BT traits against the corn rootworm. Joe Bowman of NK talks about what we can expect with this new trait line.
Yeah, so we're going to be launching a new trait stack pending EPA approval in 2026. It's going to be the industry's first trait stack that contains three BT proteins for corn rootworm management. Yeah, it's a unique one, the fact that it's the industry's first three BT trait stack in the industry. So it gives growers another tool in the toolbox to help manage corn rootworm, which is a billion-dollar pest, really rears its ugly head, annually. The question is just where it happens. But it's one of the more detrimental pests that we have when it comes to corn production.
Bowman talks about why having this new tool available to fight against corn rootworm is so important for Iowa farmers.
What it's really going to allow growers is another option that they can continue to rotate modes of action when it comes to controlling corn rootworm as a part of an integrated strategy for managing rootworm, along with rotating crops as well. So it gives us another way to attack a pest that there's some years it's extremely challenging for us, and it robs a lot of yield for us.
Similar to soybean cyst nematode, rootworms also need a rotation of crops, traits, and tools to help us be successful and produce more bushels of corn.
It's exactly the same when it comes to corn rootworm. We think a lot about that rotation, a lot with weed resistance. It's probably the first big thing. It's no difference whether it's diseases or when it comes to insects. The more we can rotate crops and rotate technologies within that crop, as far as corn rootworm in this example, it allows the durability of those traits to last longer and for growers to have a better experience when using those technologies.
Now, when you look at your whole season crop protection portfolio, this is just the first step to getting the ball rolling to protect your corn crops.
Yeah, and that's really what's exciting about this in my role is I get to look at it back in R&D. So I've seen this technology for the last couple years. We're in the final stages pending EPA approval. We'll be launching in 2026. So we're actually putting this technology in commercial hybrids that we'll be selling, and we're evaluating those today. So it's matching that technology with the agronomics and the yield potential that growers come to expect when it comes to traits as we start to get ready for the launch of this technology.
Bowman says it's not too early to be talking about these new traits with your seed representative.
They can start to talk to their local Syngenta representative, whether it be NK, Golden Harvest, or if they work with a licensing person in the Greenleaf technology or Greenleaf side of the business, to really start to ask what those local folks have seen and experienced with this technology as we're leading up to that 2026 timeframe, hopefully.
To learn more about what traits will be right for your farming operation, and of course get you set up to scout those fields even in the next year, so that way you're ready to go when this seed hits the ground. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.